It's, whoop, I'm on now. One couple came up to me and said, we like Superman, that couple. I'm trying to remember who they are. There you are. Yes, ma'am. I remember the couple. I just couldn't remember names. Okay. We're starting off with Superman this morning. The kids aren't here. This is an adult fun specialty for you. You get a double header today, maybe a triple header today. So, we're going to start off with Superman this morning. My favorite happens to be the Man of Steel. I grew up not only with him, but I go back farther. Who's the first Superman you can figure out? Who said George Reeves? There you go. Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to have Superman - the Word. My scripture is this, for this one. Word became flesh, John 1:14. Dwelt among us and beheld his glory. The glory as the begotten of the faith and the full of grace and truth. A man would be born far planet only to arrive on earth as the last survivor of a race of super people. Also, a man would be born to be on the planet Earth to dwell among us, bringing them a future of hope and well-being to them. Both men grew up to have special powers for far beyond those of regular mortal men. And you've heard that before probably too. But only one had special powers that would need, and we would never forget. The main idea this morning is to you for a fun time this morning. Jesus is the only real superhero we have today. Amen? Okay. Today we're going to look at the similarity. This is just part one. Should I be asked to come back, part two will be coming. So this is like, right, that gets you hungry and eager, hopefully. I'm just asking, should you want me back? So, it's like those episodes back in the Batman and Superman series of the 50s, just before I was born. If you remember going to the movies and seeing chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 chapters, 15 chapters. The similarity this morning, I'm going to use the one from this Superman right here. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's a plane, it's a bird, it's Superman. All right. Faster than a speeding bullet. Superman could outrun anything. And if you see in the movies, he outran the locomotive and everything else. In the beginning, when the word became known to people, it spread faster than anything. And on the day of Pentecost, how many people were? 3,000 people that really spread this morning. Number one. Number two, more powerful than a locomotive. If you remember the old train back then. And then in the third season, it decided to change from the locomotive to the diesel. A little trivia back then. It says that in Hebrews 4:12, more powerful than a sharper blade than on a sword. I'm kind of paraphrasing it then. And the last one I want to look at is able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. If you remember, those three were just before George Reeves came on, and the filing, the bullet, the locomotive, and him going right through the ears right there. He could jump higher and farther than any mortal man. Scripture tells us in Ephesians 3:17-18, so is love. It has no boundaries. It can go any distances. So what do we have? What's the conclusion to all this? Just to kind of get your tongue going there and getting it all tantalizing there. Superman's not real. Jesus is. Back then, comic books were maybe 15, 20 cents. Now they're $4, $5, $6. Does Jesus? He's free. Superman was temporary. I mean, of course, we remember him. But Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, forever. He had limited powers, Superman. Jesus, unlimited powers. Superman had a weakness. What was it? Kryptonite. Jesus has no weaknesses whatsoever. I'm going to leave that because I have more I can tell you, but I don't want to spoil it for you right now. Okay? All right. Number two, my second favorite. He'll shine up there in the on the top up there. Batman. This is the one I know. 1966. I was 14 years old. Adam West. This is the one that's coming out in the near future. He happened, a little tribute too, he happened to be Daredevil too for Marvel. Now he's working for DC. Who is it? Ben Affleck. Batman. She's right. Where are you? There you are. Okay. We want to look at this morning two important things. His symbol, and I'm not trying to scare, it's only rubber. A bat. All right, the symbol of victory. The symbol of victory that I'm talking about is behind me over your baptism chamber. Batman used this. Jesus Christ used that as a reminder. But I will finish up and I will tell you something more important as it is. A young man would be seen with his parents. They were killed by a gangster. Later, as an adult, he would inherit a family fortune and dedicate his life to fighting injustice. Another young man would grow up during his father's doing his father's will as he grew up in the favor of his father and fellow men. He dedicated his life with many riches that he had, but he wanted to spread it with truth and happiness wherever he went. Both men dedicated their certain task at hand. One will take up the symbol of the bat. One will take up the symbol of the cross. One would fight crime. The other would fight the devil in his ongoing pursuit to try to get us. Both accepted signs that represented their style to the latest, down to the last detail. What's the proposition? The cross is the greatest symbol of victory that men should know about. Number one, the power of the system, of the symbol. This had power. If you remember it, if I had it, let's see if I can do it. I don't know if I can or not. I brought something with me. It's going to be a little bit hard to do it, but I'm going to try it right here and see if it works. Can you see? You probably can't see that as well. I got a better idea as well. How's that? Everybody see that? All right. I have a lot of them. All right. Get back to where I was. The symbol of the bat. He brought fear to the Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler. I remember them all. Frank Gorshin. Let's see. I'm trying to think. You got it. Who played the Joker? Very good. All right. He always, if you remember watching those series, pow, bang, boom, pow. The power he had all going there. Also the cross. It brought fear to the devil. For the power of the cross, it saved us. So that's the first P. Second P, the purpose of the cross. Batman had a purpose. He wanted to make Gotham very safe for him because it was his hometown, if you remember that. Paul states in 1 Corinthians 1:18, his claim to preach the cross for salvation was the purpose of the cross for our salvation right there. The third thing was the peace of the cross. Batman would smite every criminal he fought and brought peace to his area. By the blood of the Jesus on the cross and the cross itself, he slayed the enemy on the cross. So we have power, purpose, and peace. Can you remember that? What are they again? Power, purpose, peace. All right. Batman, not real. Cross, it is real. It exists today in our minds and in our hearts. I'm not talking about the original one because I have no idea about that. Number two, Batman cost, as usual. But the cross is for all people. Number three, temporary. Number three also, an eternal symbol to be remembered forever. Fourth one, the Batman symbol shines in our minds. But the cross shines in our minds 24/7, at church or wherever you go. But the real meaning of it is, Jesus is the real symbol upon that cross. Make that priority. That's a reminder, a sign to remind us. Jesus is the most important one. Amen? Okay. You needed a little treat this morning. Now, last time I came, I told you I have an affiliate. I want to ask you a question. Let's see how brave you are. Will all the Cardinals fans please stand up if you're willing to show you're a Cardinal fan? Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm not here to split the church. Remember, I talked about unity. To you Cardinal fans, cute. Now, hold on a second. I collect caps. I tip my cap to you. All right? All right. Have a seat. Cub fans. Now, hold on. I'm not finished yet. I wear this. I am a Cub fan. I tip my cap to you. There's an important part. I want you to pay attention to this because in my sermon that I'm about to talk about, I talked about unity last time. When I leave this building, I want you to put whatever I say into practice. You know, don't say, you know, I don't want to say this in a bad way, but I appreciate your comments and everything. Thank you for coming, sir. But the best thing you compliment me is through Jesus Christ is by doing it, right?
Amen.
Okay. All right. This morning, I want to look at a scripture this morning, and I'm not going to put it up here yet. Hold on a second. I have a little trivia quiz for you to fill in for me this morning. I'm going to read this. The greatest commandment. I'm talking from Mark 29 down to about 31. Mark 12, make that, and verses 29 around in there. I'll start at 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O hear, Israel, the Lord our God. I want you to hear this. I'm saying, hear this, Central Park. Love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than this. I want to talk about the first part of it. If you know the Ten Commandments, the first four talk about our relationship with who? God. The last six remind us of our relationship from man to man. Right. This morning I want to ask you, is the successful road to knowing God? You know, I love going to movies. And I've been watching blockbuster movies for years. I didn't go to this movie. I got to state that first. But I'm going to tell you, if I mentioned two names, Margaret Hamilton and Frank Morgan, what movie would I be talking about? Don't know yet. If I said this, the villainess is liquidated. Who said The Wizard of Oz? We're going to talk about The Wizard of Oz today. The successful road to knowing God. And I'll tell you what it is. If I had mentioned this, if I had said Burt Lahr, Ray Bolger, and Jack Haley, plus Judy Garland, you would have guessed The Wizard of Oz. On the third one, not on the first one, or on the second one. In the movie, we see three characters who have important qualities that they want of human development. They decide to join Dorothy along the yellow brick road to Oz, and in their quest to see a wizard who would hopefully give them the qualities to be a better life for them. We're going to talk about those qualities today. We're going to talk about the Scarecrow. We're going to talk about the Tin Man. We're going to talk about the Cowardly Lion, and Dorothy will be mentioned as well in her own special way. But today I would like to dwell on the development of these qualities in the life of Christianity. The key to all these three is centering on the strong relationship between God and His church. Last time I talked about unity, I want to talk about today love, a characteristic. Now, you know, you stood up, Cardinal fans and Cub fans. But when it comes to the church, we're all one family, aren't we? We should be agreeing about a bunch of things. I'm not picking on Cardinal fans. I'm not picking on Cub fans. I'm not picking on Milwaukee fans, whatever fan you are. This is a country where everybody is united in the faith as long as it's with Jesus Christ. Correct? I want that to be known and practiced. And the first one I want to look at this morning is we'll see the future of the expansion of this kingdom upon this earth. Proposition today, only through the human senses, the five that we have, we have learned of the great existence of our great God. Have we not? What are the five senses? You tell me. There you go. And all of those helped the disciples know about Jesus Christ. Without those, we wouldn't know, would we? I'm looking at the character today, three important ones. Now, the last one I want you to work with me on, but the first one we're looking at is, we look at Scarecrow, knowing God. You know, if you remember the first part of the movie, 1939, that's what I said. I couldn't have been there to watch that. It was way a bit before my time. But Ray Bolger's up there like this. Oh, go this way, Dorothy. Go that way, Dorothy. I think you can go this way, Dorothy. Knowing God this morning, he needed a brain. And that's what I want to look at, if you see the symbolism there. First of all, it says in 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord gave thee understanding. He gave us our understanding to start to learn about him. The first thing we start learning about is up here. Through what? The Bible. He has given us understanding that he is true, John 5:20. Romans 12:2, transforming the mind for the renewal of knowing God. And it says also, study to show thyself approved as a workman. Does it not? That is how we learn to know God. That is how the scarecrow needed to know, probably, which way to go. And Dorothy would show him the way until they found the wizard. And the wizard can be a symbolism of what God can offer us as well. Okay, second one I want to look at is, who's the second one? The Tin Man. Now, Jack Haley was not one of the first ones to be picked as the possible Tin Man. Do you remember who it was? You're right. And why did he not do it? That is correct. Very good. Very good. It happened to be a copper, I think, base or something like that, if I remember studying. Very good. I like that. In this study, the heart is very important. The real center of importance in our relationship with God this morning. I'm going to give you some scriptures. Romans 10:10. With the heart, man believes. In the heart, God dwells with might. Ephesians 3:16 and 17. In the heart, God's love is poured forth. Romans 5:5, by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of His Son set forth into His heart. Galatians 4:6. And the last couple ones. Remember David? He didn't look at David's head, but he looked at what? His heart, if you remember that. And where your heart is, there will be your treasure. I'm kind of paraphrasing it a little bit, but I think you know what I'm saying to you this morning. And I hope you do that as you grow as a church. So, we've done Scarecrow, done Jack Haley. Now, here, bear with me on this one. The Cowardly Lion. Strength, soul, faith. I put them all kind of put together. The quest for courage. And if you remember, a little traveling, you know, Dorothy goes up and he starts growling and starts scaring him away. What does Dorothy finally do him when he starts going back and cries? What did she do to him? Do you remember? Yeah, she hit him. If you remember, on the nose. Why did you do that? And he starts backing up like this, you know. In the song, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh No. If you remember, recall that. But the main thing I want to look at this morning is, you know, a firm convincing, a surrender. Philippians 4:13. Christ gives us strength. He was looking for courage, a strength inside. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Hebrews 11:1. If I was to make a sermon on that, I would call it the Hall of Faith. Why? Because it says men accomplish great feats by faith for God. Matthew 17:20 tells us the faith of a tiny mustard seed. Right. All important this morning. Where does this all end up? Well, let's see. The road to Oz was a long and enduring journey for the four characters in this quest. It's one of the favorite movies I like to talk about. It's got something to say. I can find, my goal this morning was to have fun with you, because you can have fun in Scripture and doing things like that. God has given you probably the words to what to say, but in presenting it, he let the disciples do it in the way they felt important. Peter's way, Paul's way. I like doing it this way. The kids are not here this morning, but I thought you needed a treat, okay? The next time I will come, if that should come, I promise them Spider-Man. I'm just saying, I leave that to you. I promised them Spider-Man, and that's what will come. But I wasn't going to do it today, because I promised them that I'd do that. So, where does this all end up? Again, especially Dorothy, who wanted to just go home. But it was not easy with the wicked witch always after her, delaying her from going home. The greatest commandment gives us the way to go home and defeat the devil, as did the four do with the witch. I'm going to leave this little bit of trivia with you. I met one of the original munchkins. How is that possible? I went down to Metropolis, Illinois, Superman Festival, and one of those munchkins happened to be one of the three. The Lollipop Gill, that's right. He happened to be also on a Superman series in George Reeves. He was one of those mole men, if you remember that episode. He was the original mole man. He was 80-some years old, still alive, down there in the early 2000s I met him. And it was a real treat to see a Superman thing and a Wizard of Oz thing, because there's not many left, if at all. They might be all gone. Now, where does this end up? I'll just leave the trivia aside. Love is in your mind. Love is in your heart. Love is in your soul and courage. You're on your way. Deuteronomy 6:5 is where I got the original scripture from. But it also says this: impress upon your hearts. Impress upon your children. Talk about it in your instances. Talk about the importance of passing the word, passing love, if I may put it in there. True religion is when you start truly loving each other through God. Hopefully there's no differences in here, because we're all of one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one love. Is that correct? Or am I wrong? We should love one another. And that's what I want you to do. When you go home, when you talk to your friend, not in church like we were told, but throughout the lifetime that you have. And the great and powerful God, as we see up here like Oz, will grant your every wish. And it will come true only through his possible kingdom. Amen? Amen. All right. Thank you. All right. Hopefully I gave you a treat this morning. Cardinals, Cubs fans, whatever it might be, okay? I am not against any one of those teams, but we can unite on everything. But live together, even though you are a Cardinal, Cub fan, whatever fan you might be. We all have one thing in common, and that is Jesus Christ this morning, right? Okay, our hymn of invitation, my challenge is to you to put everything that we've learned this morning in our hearts. Superman is Super Jesus. The cross is the real symbol, but Jesus upon that cross is the real symbol. Love is the greatest commandment. And those qualities which I told you about on how to get there can be done that way. Let's be standing as we sing an invitation hymn, Got Any Rivers. If there's anyone that needs to come forward at this time and make that decision, we ask you to do so.